This is part of an ongoing series of discussions that have been taking place at a European level, and it coincides with ongoing deliberations in relation to medicated feeds and the ongoing holistic approach that we've been advocating to tackle antimicrobial resistance, not only in animals but also in humans. Because the reason this is so important is, as antimicrobial resistance, that's resistance to antibiotics, develops within animals, then that has knock-on implications. And we now have a situation whereby the World Health Organization are warning that if we don't take action in this regard now and very soon, that we will see a situation where resistance to antibiotics will increase, and therefore people will die in their millions over the next decade or two. So we need to take this seriously. I've worked as rapporteur on an issue regarding antimicrobial resistance in animals, and particularly relating to feed. The European Parliament has taken a position that antibiotics should only be used in relation to treatment, shouldn't be preventative use. In other words, where it's putting all feed of all animals on a particular farm. Ireland, in fairness, and Irish farmers have been to the forefront. We have among the highest standards in the world in relation to antimicrobial resistance. And what a lot of Irish farmers are saying is that, first of all, we need to ensure that everyone across Europe is operating to the same high standards. And crucially, what we need to ensure is that we don't actually import foods from third countries that operate to a lesser standard. So, for example, the Irish government have signed up, despite never having a discussion in the Dáil about it, to the CETA trade agreement. Canadian farmers are allowed to feed their animals penicillin and other antibiotics. We're in negotiations with the Mercosur countries, and again, animals in those countries are fed, in some instances, huge amounts of antibiotics. And if we're faced with a prospect where them foodstuffs can enter into the EU, well, then all the work that we're doing in terms of putting burdens on our own farmers in relation to antimicrobial resistance will count for naught, because the foods that are affected by this AMR position will actually still be entering into our markets, our shelves.